Talking to a doctor recently who works in the public health system, who says the public health system, Victorian one, has been brilliant during this pandemic, and it is all built on our nurses who, he said, are, quote, the best in the world, close quote. And as Year 12 students prepare for their first VCE exam, thousands have already applied for university, and interest in nursing is topping all other fields at six of Victoria's nine public universities. Lisa Fitzpatrick, State Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. Lisa, good morning to you. That's an endorsement.
Good morning. It's great, isn't it? It's I think, you know, it's recognition of what such an amazing contribution nurses have made during the last 2 years with the pandemic, and it's been at the forefront of people's minds, and I think people have a great understanding of the work that they have done, whether it be looking after people who are unwell, vaccinating the community. It's very exciting to see, and all of those students in 3 years' time will be welcomed with very open arms.
And Lisa, perhaps it's a reflection of the values of Year 12 students in Victoria.
Yes, I think so. It's, you know, it's always been popular. We've always had great interest in doing nursing, but I think, you know, the last 2 years have been very different and changed us, I think, in many ways, and hopefully made us appreciate some of the smaller things in life that we took for granted. And, yeah, it's really wonderful news.
I know someone else who works in, close to me, who works in a public hospital in Melbourne, who describes nurses working 12-hour shifts in full PPE.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we do have a larger number of 12-hour shifts happening at the moment. We usually have different units that work 12-hour shifts by preference, because they usually work 3 days on and have 4 days off. But we've got increasing numbers at the moment to cope with the surge workforce of working 12-hour shifts. And it's tough going working 12-hour shifts at all. But to wear them in full PPE, as people are at the moment, is very tough.
So Lisa, for nursing to be on the top of people what people want to do, does that mean that the VCE score will go up in order to get in?
The universities will set their own VCE score about, you know, what the entry level will be. But, of course, I think critically here as well, you don't have to go to university to do nursing. So we have either the degree or we've got the diploma. So there's two options. And many students who will undertake the diploma, for example, which has a separate entry path, will actually then also go on and get recognition of that prior learning and do their degree as well. So that's the wonderful thing about nursing also, is that there's flexibility in how you actually can study it.
And it's, I imagine, transportability as well, that you could work as a nurse overseas.
Look, you can travel, you can work anywhere in Australia, you can work overseas. We do have a very good reputation overseas, I would say, as well. And, of course, there's such variety in where you can work, right from neonatal, you know, through to palliative care, end of life, different settings, different clinical specialties, mental health theatres, you know, the list goes on.
Good on you, Lisa. Lisa Fitzpatrick, State Secretary of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation. My early Radio Solutions question, I've got a couple of them. One is, do nurses enjoy being nurses? I assume the answer is yes. And my other question is, what is the chicken doing in Mark Knight's...
Oh, yeah.
What is the chicken doing in... I've had a thought. What's the chicken doing in Mark Knight's cartoon this morning?